Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
All right. Good morning, and thank you, members of the media, for being here and other officials. Just a reminder, Ida hit the coast Sunday 29th, only 3 days after becoming a named storm. I'm going to speak directly to Commissioner Donilon's Directive 218 and how it will impact our area. According to engineers who have helped devise dozens of evacuation plans in Louisiana, the fundamental reason why evacuations are used is to save lives. It is a pure and simple life and death issue. You must ask yourself after the decision, did anybody die because they could not evacuate or did not have a safe place to shelter? If the answer is no, you can make the case that you made the right decision. State and parish mandatory evacuation plans call for buses to transport evacuees without the ability to do so on their own. With the limited amount of time that Ida gave us, there was no way we could safely implement a mandatory evacuation plan. In fact, lives could have been lost trying to do so. My decision, along with our counterparts in the Emergency Operations Center, to call a parish-wide voluntary evacuation and simultaneously open a parish shelter was a life or death decision to save lives, and it worked. However, for some, having no access to clean water, food, and electricity can also be a life or death situation. Therefore, residents and policyholders must consider those threats when planning and preparing. So I stand with the President of the United States and our Commissioner of Insurance, Jim Donilon, for issuing Directive 218 as they knew that local officials were faced with a choice on short notice to either order mandatory evacuations and potentially risk lives where folks could be gridlocked in 120-mile-an-hour winds or shelter in a safe place. Directive 218 requires insurers to pay claims for loss of use to policyholders who evacuated or were prohibited from using their premises because of the storm, like all of St. John. Now, leaders around the region can continue to place safety above all, make the best life or death decisions, and know their residents will not get tripped up in the fine print of their insurance policies. Again, these decisions were life or death decisions. And as we look back and we ask ourselves, did we save lives? Did we lose a life in our evacuation process? No, we did not. So the decisions we made were the right ones. And placing our residents in further harm, being gridlocked without contraflow, could have proven to be deadly. And I'm so glad that the insurance commissioner is now forcing those policyholders to pay for our residents' loss of use, because they know the decisions we made were for life and death. To give an update on our recovery, we have some preliminary information on our assessments. 20% of all of the homes in St. John, based on these preliminary assessments, have minor damage, 60% have major damage, and 10% are completely destroyed. This is based on Fire Marshal conducted assessments, and these are preliminary numbers, but I suspect that as the assessments continue to be completed, those numbers are going to hold true. We have FEMA stationed in our office permanently, and there's a mobile registration intake center in the parking lot at 101 Bamboo Road today at 8 p.m. until 6 p.m. to help St. John Parish apply for that disaster assistance. You can also apply at disasterassistance.gov. We have distribution sites daily for water ice MREs from 8 to 5 at the Wallace Fire Station in Vacherie, Regalia Gym and Reserve in Garyville Magnet School. We also have begun debris removal. More than 15,000 cubic yards of vegetative debris was picked up yesterday, and construction and demolition debris is scheduled to begin being picked up on Friday. Garbage pickup has resumed where it's safe to do so, and we continue to send out that information every morning to our residents. For our elderly residents, 65 and older, this is going to be difficult for them to navigate through FEMA and these processes that many of them have never had to do so. We've set up a hotline run through our Department of Health and Human Services where elderly residents age 65 and older can call 985-536-4955 from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. daily. DSNAP is also available. You can text LADSNAP to 898-211. Disaster unemployment is available at laworks.net. And, of course, Operation Blue Roof. I'm encouraging every person in St. John, even once you pick up a tarp, there's a difference between Operation Blue Roof. It is a professionally installed, UV-coated roof that can withstand rains, and it's professionally installed. So please pick up your tarp and register for your Blue Roof. Parish-wide, we're having more struggles with our LaPlace system. Many of our residents know that LaPlace water system is 14 miles away from where we are now. That system is not sustainable. We see it more now than ever. And plans were already put in motion by my administration a year ago to get that system out of Rudock. And if we don't see now why we need to get that system out of Rudock, some people may never see it. But my plan began a year ago to get that system out of Rudock. It is very difficult for us to operate that system, and I want to thank our utilities employees who have risked their lives to maintain the little bit of water pressure that we have. And right now in LaPlace, we do have water. They risk their lives standing in 10-foot deep areas, and I want to thank them. And sometimes it's not possible to send out an instant notice when we're going to lose water because they're in a hole 10-foot deep in the ground hoping that they don't die. But we do have water now in LaPlace, and we're working through all of those leaks. Temporary housing. A couple of days ago, I signed an emergency executive order outlining emergency regulations to prepare our residents for a speedy recovery. I've also used the executive authority that I have to waive all permit and inspection fees required by our planning and zoning department, because what I'm going to do is make sure that there are no more roadblocks to our residents' recovery. And unnecessary permit fees, I've waived those through my executive authority. And any other additional steps that I need to make in any executive authority capacity, I want the residents of St. John to know I will do it, and I will do it very quickly. This order also allows for the placement of an RV, travel trailer, or similar form of temporary housing on your property through August 29th, 2022. At this time, this is for individuals who have their own RV trailers. We have been asked if we are providing them at this time. FEMA has not given us the clear direction on a long-term housing plan. That's all being worked out. They're working on that. But that was all done through the executive order. Highway 51 Low Road is still closed. The on and off ramps on I-55 are open. And LA 44 is still closed near the Cargill Grain elevator. As far as a court update, all types of court will be closed until September 20th due to the aftermath of Hurricane Ida. If you had scheduled court dates in the 40th JDC, you will be contacted once those services are restored. Another thing that we're seeing happen is contractor fraud. In times of disaster, you see the good and the bad. The good is our people stepping up hand in hand to help each other. The bad, scrupulous contractors that we know will take advantage of our residents in their most vulnerable times. I want to remind our residents, please be suspicious of someone who just walks up to your home and asks for cash or anything that doesn't feel right. Use your instincts. Make sure you take pictures of license plates of the individuals who are doing work on your home. If it's someone that you know and trust, that's preferred. However, we know that contractors and construction materials will be on short supply. They were already on short supply before Ida. Any potential fraud, please report it to the Disaster Fraud Hotline at 866-720-5721. parish-wide curfew is still in effect from 7 p.m. until 8 a.m. until further notice. We're trying to keep our residents' homes safe while there's still no electricity in the majority of the parish, and also keep our residents safe as they begin to navigate roadways that are dark at night. If you'd like to make a financial donation to assist in Hurricane Ida recovery, you may do so on our website through the Unina Way link. And please call us at 985-652-2222 if you have a question about anything. We're here to help. That phone line rings directly into my emergency operations center. So if there is any question of anything, this is going to be a long road to recovery, and we know many of our residents, this is their first time doing this, and we want them to know that we are here to assist them. So again, that number is 985-652-2222. And I'll close again. I'll answer some questions. But again, to thank the commissioner and the president for Directive 218 that is going to assist our residents who know that we were placed in positions to have to make life or death decisions. And the fact that we did not lose lives in all of our evacuation efforts proved that we made the right decision. I'll answer any questions.
Power's on in Orleans, most of Jefferson and Baton Rouge. Are you hopeful at all that Entergy can get things on a little sooner than that September 17th date?
It's never as quick as you would like. I do commend their efforts. They're sending in more crews daily. A few days ago, we had a small subdivision that got powered up. I believe maybe a part of Garyville was powered up, a street or two in reserve, which was before all of their estimates. I believe two nights ago, there was a lightning delay that forced linemen to come inside and slow down their efforts. But we have seen power come up in some places even before those original estimates. Again, it can't come up quick enough. This is South Louisiana. It's hot. The conditions are brutal. But they are making some big gains, and they're continuing to ramp up their efforts here. They have sustained damage, and I'm in contact with our school superintendent, Dr. Hookfin. In fact, she was in my office yesterday just giving me an update. They are conducting their assessments as well for all of their facilities to make sure which facilities would be safe for reentry, especially without electricity, and you go 10 days, you know, mold can be a problem. They are doing those assessments and conducting any remediation and mitigation efforts that they have so that they can get a good path forward on how they can safely begin to educate our scholars. Good? All right.
I've got another one. You had an opportunity to speak with the Army Corps. You've spoken with the president. What's on a lot of people's minds is that back levee there. Is there any chance we might be able to speed up construction of that? I know a lot of homeowners want that assurance, you know, since they're going through this difficult process.
Yes, they do want it, and I can assure you all of us standing up here, majority of us are also those same homeowners that want to speed it up very quickly. It is almost a $1 billion investment in St. John. If it were here now, we would still have had devastation, but not the flooding. However, we know that they're making all of their best efforts to speed that up as quickly as they can possibly do so. The preliminary estimates are 2024. It's an 18.5-mile earthen levee that will tie into the levee systems of St. Charles Parish. This has given them another opportunity to even further assess some of the drainage structures and plans and get their hydraulics in order, because now they get to see really what a storm can do. So I believe this may even allow them to make improvements to the levee that they were actually going to construct, because they got to see some real devastation in real time. So if there's any, you know, kind of like with Hurricane Isaac, as devastating as it was, it showed FEMA and the federal government, hey, this is a reality, this can happen. And it pushed them to fund a levee project that had been in the works since Hurricane Betsy. Now, where we are, where a project is funded, and we were devastated with floodwaters, it gives them another opportunity to say, let's make sure we get this right. So they are working as quickly as they can possibly do so. And we look forward to seeing that project come to completion. I'm on the phone with our partners with Pontchartrain Levee District, CPRA, and our federal partners daily about that project. Anything else? All right.
You've been listening to a live news conference with St. John the Baptist Parish President Jacqueline Hotard on WWL. We understand there was some technical difficulty with part of that news conference. We're going to post it in its entirety on our website at WWL.com. A lot of concerns about the fact that federal dollars, $1 billion, have been approved to improve the levee system from St. Charles through St. John and into St. James the Baptist Parish. They broke ground on that project just this summer, but it's still 2 years away from completion to prevent the kind of flooding they saw in that region with Hurricane Ida. I'm Dave Cohen. Again, if you want to listen to it in its entirety, give us a few minutes and we'll get it all on our website at WWL.com.
Now, your Garcia Roofing forecast on.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.